Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Trading, which she never said about Nancy Pelosi, because she's a,
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair booked into San Luis Obispo County Jail. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond announces he will not seek re-election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was taken into custody late last week following a hearing regarding the violation of multiple restraining orders. 70-year-old David Leader was placed as chairperson of TAG following the resignation of former chair Jennifer Jones and the removal of former vice chair Murray Powell. During this time, Leader was facing 25 criminal misdemeanor charges for violating trespassing restraining orders from his neighbors in Templeton. Neighbors allege that Leader shouted obscenities, made threats, and repeatedly harassed him. His hearing on Friday said that he was in violation of the restraining orders and was taken into custody at the end of the hearing, booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. His trial is scheduled to begin April 27th. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services announced earlier this week that the 2026 burn season is now closed. Atascadero Fire strongly encourages residents to utilize alternative forms of disposal, such as the Waste Alternatives Green Waste Recycling Center or the Chicago Grade Landfill. Property owners found to be in violation will be cited. For more information, you can reach out to Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services with questions. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond announces he will not seek re-election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:09. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:10. After more than 20 years serving on the Passerville City Council, Mayor John Hammond announced at the end of last night's meeting he will not seek re-election. Hammond was appointed to serve as mayor after the passing of the late mayor, Steve Martin. His term will end in 2026, and it is up for election this November. Here are some segments of Hammond's speech in last night's City Council meeting.
Public service has always been one of the greatest honors of my life. Throughout that time, my focus has been helping Passerobles grow in a thoughtful and responsible way while preserving the character that makes our community such a special, special place to live, work, and raise a family. It's been a great honor and privilege to work alongside my fellow colleagues on the council, professional city staff. That it's just amazing to see what you have achieved in your lives and how you helped the city and all our residents. I'm tremendously proud of the work we have accomplished, and I am also deeply grateful for you, the trust, and the community that have placed in me over the years. I believe leadership also recognizes when it's time to pass the torch and allow new voices and perspectives to step forward. And I'm confident that the next generation of leaders will continue to build on the foundation that we've been working on and put down.
Currently, the only candidate who has filed for mayor is William Britton. The Passerville's Community Services District is calling on residents to apply for the Art and Culture Board. This newly established board will advise the city on matters pertaining to visual art and public places within city-owned or controlled areas. The board will assist with determining placement locations, reviewing submissions, and selecting qualifying artworks for installation. The board is made up of 5 members, and they'll meet quarterly, with additional meetings scheduled as needed. To establish staggered terms, the first appointments to the board will consist of partial terms and full terms of different years, with partial term holders able to apply for full terms at the conclusion. Applications are due to the city by Thursday, April 30th. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, May 13th, or Thursday, May 14th. Applications are also available for other city advisory bodies, including the Youth Commission and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Padres 7-1, the Dodgers over the Blue Jays 4-1, Braves beat the Angels 7-2, the Giants shut out the Phillies 6-0, the Yankees beat the Athletics 5-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates, the Athletics will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Mavericks 116-103, Warriors over the Kings 110-105, the Thunder beat the Lakers 123-87. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Thunder. In California news, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers shot a man yesterday morning in Northern California. ICE says the man, Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez, was an 18th Street gang member wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. Dash cam footage shows several ICE agents surrounding the vehicle of Hernandez. The vehicle reverses, its passenger door colliding with the ICE vehicle behind it, before driving forward with a sharp left turn. An ICE agent fires at the driver, and the vehicle jumps to the center divide into the opposing lanes. An attorney representing Hernandez's family says he is in stable condition, and the family denies all allegations that he was affiliated with gangs. Firefighters battled a massive warehouse fire in San Bernardino County yesterday morning into the afternoon. Multiple agencies responded to the fire at about 12:30 a.m., where a 1 million square foot warehouse in Ontario caught flames, escalating to a 6-alarm incident. The fire was mopped up by noon, and investigators say they believe the fire was intentionally started up by an employee. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. In recent history, farm policy has focused on providing safety nets with programs such as crop insurance to help protect farmers. Jonathan Kappas, agricultural policy expert with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, says a real opportunity for farm policy may instead be with focusing more on conservation type programs.
What's amazing to me when you go back over the history is how little we as a society and Congress in particular has done for conservation. It has always been an afterthought. You know, it took a Dust Bowl in the 30s for them to even write something with conservation in it. It took this collapse in the 80s to get the Food Security Act of 1985, which had the Conservation Reserve Program came back and the compliance provision.
Coppa says many of these conservation programs have been limited and small scale, leading to some frustration from farmers.
The future question I see here is there a functional way to combine the concepts of risk management, the concepts of the economic assistance for farmers with conservation so that we get a better policy setup that helps the farmer, but does so in a way that helps society with all these other challenges?
Again, that's Professor of Agricultural Policy, Jonathan Coppas.
Ranchers, don't miss the 11th Annual Montana Maternal and 5th Annual Semternal Production Sale, Friday, April 10th in Baker, Montana. A powerful set of Angus and Simmental genetics featuring Sons of Asen Jameson, SAV Abundance, and more, built for maternal strength and longevity. All bulls are fertility tested and backed by a first breeding season guarantee with free delivery across Montana and adjoining states. Sale time is 1 o'clock. View catalog and videos at open8genetics.com or bid online at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Two Democrats running to be California's next governor scorned a state law that their own party, along with influential labor unions, celebrated as a major victory a decade ago. The state's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers, but research has shown it ended up reducing overall earnings as employers shortened the work week to keep their production costs down. Katie Porter, an Orange County Democrat and former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, cited the law as an example of policies that don't make sense and that drive up costs. Porter made the comments last week during an April 1st gubernatorial candidate forum at California State University, Fresno. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, agreed with Porter's comments on the overtime law. "You're right," he said, citing research from the University of California, Berkeley, that documented the reduction in farm worker income. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 50s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday and Sunday with a 70% chance of showers. Mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday. Partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday. Mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday. 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow jumped 1,400 points in early trading after President Trump said he agreed to a ceasefire with Iran if the Strait of Hormuz reopens immediately. Brent crude and West Texas intermediate oil prices are drifting lower toward the $90 a barrel mark. Though travel industry leaders say the ceasefire and retreating crude prices is not likely to provide immediate relief, they say it will take months for jet fuel supply to recover. The industry is also dealing with disruptions to Middle East refining. Delta Airlines says it will be cutting flights and raising prices to make up for an additional $2 billion in fuel costs. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage slipped to 6.51% last week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, Red Scooter Deli. Well, they've been serving fresh food for us here in the North County for over 16 years, two locations across from the city park and right next to the pet department near the post office. Remember, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or stop by in person. RedScooterDeli.com. Their number is 805-237-1780, and they're open daily 6:30 till 4.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard?
Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, Road Base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On April 8, 1875, four soldiers encountered 30 Comanche. Three of those four soldiers received the Congressional Medal of Honor. This was but one escapade in the life of a most unusual group of soldiers. In the 1870s, there was a small group of men who guarded the Texas-Mexico border against Comanche Indians. These men were the Seminole Negroes. They were runaway slaves who had gone to Florida and lived with the Seminole Indians. When the Seminole were chased west, the black families went with them. In 1870, the Seminole Negroes were hired to track down Comanche Indians. Although they were a ragtag-looking bunch with a combination of military and Indian attire, which even included war bonnets, they had the ability to follow trails that were weeks old and live on rattlesnakes. The commander of this group was a white lieutenant named John Bullis. Lieutenant Bullis had the respect of the Seminole Negroes because he was willing to live and fight right alongside of his men. On a patrol, Lieutenant Bullis and three of his men encountered some 30 Comanche. Being vastly outnumbered, the soldiers retreated. In the process, Lieutenant Bullis was captured. Not willing to leave him behind, the men charged into the midst of the Comanche, rescuing Lieutenant Bullis. The men received the Congressional Medal of Honor. The government had promised the Seminole Negroes land, but mysteriously, when it came time to pay up, the War Department had run out of land, but living up to their commitment and ever hopeful, they stayed on until their job was done. Incidentally, during the service of the Seminole Negroes, not one was ever killed or injured in battle.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak Team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was taken into custody late last week following a hearing regarding the violation of multiple restraining orders. Neighbors of 70-year-old David Leader filed these restraining orders against him, alleging harassment, trespassing, and threats. A judge found Leader in violation of the orders, and he was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Paso Robles Community Services District is calling on residents to apply for the Art and Culture Board. The newly established board will advise the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places within city-owned or controlled areas. Applications are due April 30th. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for the middle of May. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Despite the ceasefire with Iran, War Secretary Pete Hegseth says American troops are not leaving the region.
We'll be hanging around. We're not going anywhere. We're going to make sure Iran complies with this ceasefire.
What about the vital Strait of Hormuz?
As far as the Strait, you saw the initial agreement that was struck, which is Iran's letting ships go through. So they'll be that will be happening. They will be sailing.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House says more of the Truth Social polls from President Trump.
He says there will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will, working with Iran, dig up and remove all of the deeply buried nuclear dust. It is now and has been under very exacting satellite surveillance Space Force.
Stocks surging on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Alrighty, enjoy your Wednesday. Highs in the mid-80s. And then a few passing clouds, otherwise clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Then we'll have partly cloudy skies on your Thursday with highs going down to the upper 70s. Mid-60s on Friday, partly cloudy. Could get some rain. About a 50% chance on Saturday, low 60s. Low 60s Sunday with a 75% chance of showers. That looks like it would be in the morning. Then Monday, it's going to clear up and be sunny with highs in the mid-60s, low 70s Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down, 6:40 a.m., 7:30 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding doors, swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Alrighty, let's see here. We're set and ready to go. First, let me let you know about Sound Off this afternoon. Karen, 12:30 till 2. She will have on Gaia Powell. She's running for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder. They'll be talking about that and also some fraud charges against her as well. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL. About any subject within the guidelines of the FCC.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Well, it takes two hearts a cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got
the Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, again, whatever may be on your mind, that is entirely up to you. Got an email that came in, and it says here, it's titled Hammond. Glad he's not running again. Let's hope Gregory goes away too. All right, well, I don't know. I don't know what that situation is, but anyway, the people will speak. They will speak. So it's coming up. I tell you the truth, I don't know when Steve's is up. So if anybody knows, can't keep track of that stuff. I lose track. But I can't vote in it anyway since I don't live here. Let's see here. We got this. All righty. Let's see. We had the California news. The news also that the Ravine Water Park, their plans to add. That was given the okay after an appeal. Ranch and Coast Properties, they appealed the project in February, alleging issues with the project's description, off-site improvements, drainage issues, an addition of the kiddie pool with sides, airport flight compatibility, and unpermitted buildings. It's a go. It's a go, and I will have Brett on next, not this coming Monday, the Monday following. And it's just, he was scheduled before this came down anyway. So anyway, good news for him and those that like to go to the Ravine Water Park. It is a, you know, it's a nice attraction we have here on the Central Coast, North County. And, you know, when you think about it, because of the type of business that it is, it's got limited time. You know, it coincides with the school, and schools changed when they got out, so that cut down, I think, a week or two. Now, I know there's other activities that go on throughout the year, but, I mean, let's face it, it's the attraction of the water park itself that is a big draw here, not only from this area, but also, also from the valley. And also, as Brett has explained and will explain again, that he hires local kids. Hires local kids, and those kids, they keep coming back and so forth, and they get the hours, they learn the skills, job skills, and so forth and so on. So it's a win-win situation, win-win situation. Alrighty, maybe you have some thoughts on that or anything else, because this is freedom of speech. That's just the way it works. There is a, where did I see it? And of course, well, I shouldn't say of course, because it can go on anywhere, but saw somewhere, I think it's in Minnesota, where they are, may allow these bathhouses for people to have, well, pleasure amongst themselves. And I don't know if there's that much outrage about it, but I guess it would be up to the people of Minnesota to decide that. I don't know exactly what the facilities would entail. Let me see here. On the email, Hammond. Johnny got everything he wanted. Oh, okay. That's, you know, you've heard that expression, folks, right? With, you know, Johnny took his ball and left and stuff like that. But I don't know exactly what the reference is about everything he wanted. He didn't end up getting the parking and some other things. But I'm sure there'll be a ceremony or something like that to take away more of the public's time when the final day and the final meeting comes. So, all right, got that going on, which is, okay, Chris, I want to go back to the education thing here again, because I find it fascinating that the, and it wasn't just this person. When I talked to him, I talked to other professional people before that thought that there's nothing wrong with obviously reading, writing, and arithmetic and knowing history and also knowing how the country is supposed to run, but the way we go about it. So you're not 100% sold on testing.
No, I'm not. I'm not the concept of it, but just the way in which it's focused exclusively on results for numbers and not necessarily learning. And that, you know, brings up an important question. How do you quantify learning? And the easiest answer that we've given so far is, you know, based on the grade that somebody gets. But when it becomes focused exclusively on numbers, then I think that can inhibit learning.
So, is this kind of like, okay, somebody can get, and I'll use the numbers, not the letters. Somebody can get 90 or average 90 on whatever subject it may be, but they may not be that skilled in that subject.
Yeah, they didn't actually learn anything, is another way of putting it.
They just got the answers right because based on, like, you know, I use the example, you know, what happened in 1492.
Pretty much. And a story that I commonly hear from a lot of kids in school who, let's say, struggled is they would completely miss out on class and or homework. But when it came time to doing the tests, then they would study so that they can simply pass the test and move on. But did they actually learn anything?
Okay. Again, this is from memory. I can recall not many, but a few teachers would basically tell you what's coming on the test.
Right.
And I'm not saying the teachers are going to definitely sabotage you, but they would give, make sure you write this down because this is going to be on the test.
Yeah, I remember that too.
All right, so that makes it easier. Okay, I have to remember this, not know it.
Right.
Okay. Since you were in advanced classes, but I think many of us can remember, I had really good teachers. You know, there were a couple that stunk. They were just bad. They had no business teaching. Part of it is, I can't help but wonder, some people just have an ability to communicate, many things to people. And just because you got a degree doesn't mean you can teach. I don't know if you had many classes where there was interaction with the rest of the class, or you just sat there and you listened to the teachers.
That was most present in English classes. They called it Socratic Seminar. But I will say that getting any students to talk to each other in class when it's not, about their social lives can be a bit difficult.
So would there be open, did you have any with open discussion among a subject?
Yes.
Okay, so that sometimes can get people a little bit more comfortable after the, first two or three people go.
Right.
And especially, when the rules are set that, and again, because we used to do this a lot, and I love those classes, that the teacher, would say, hey, we're not making fun of anybody and we're not laughing at, those type of things, because you didn't want to discourage people from being afraid to join in, so to speak, on the conversation, which I thought was smart of the teachers to do, I also had some teachers, and I hated this. They would say, read chapter two and answer the questions at the end of the chapter. It's like, okay, so you're getting paid to teach, and you're coming in here and just tell me to read chapter whatever it was, and then answer the questions at the end and hand in the paper. Big deal,
right?
Because you can go back and look at the and flip the page and find the answer.
Exactly.
So, what you could do if you got smart at it, you can just go directly to the questions, and look for keywords, and then you can go back and find what the answer is without having to really read everything. And I always thought that was I thought it was lazy on part of the teacher. Now, maybe that was me. I had one where we kind of got into it a little bit verbally on it. And I was sent down to the vice principal's office. And it was a class that I liked. It was history. And I just thought this guy had no business being a teacher. I didn't tell him that, but although I did tell the vice principal.
I'm sure that helped your case.
vice principal didn't really care for my opinion. But it was just, he was bad. And again, students, you remember the Chris, you knew who the good teachers were and the bad teachers, didn't you?
More or less, yes.
Yeah, I mean, the kids can figure it out. It's pretty simple. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Linda George. I wanted to clarify that appeal last night. I was actually at the Planning Commission meeting when they approved the Ravine Water Park, basically the plant. And the appellant was there. They asked, what does it essentially ended up being? And I think that was the consensus by the end of the discussion, was a parking war. They were mostly concerned about Paso Robles Street customers using that parking lot that was blocking the gate to a cattle-type business. So they were the ones who appealed. I think I was a little put off by it because the appellant wanted, because I guess they kept saying that Mr. Butterfield, now I don't know these parties, so I'm going by memory. Mr. Butterfield said that, So the blocking the parking, right? So at that meeting in the Planning Commission, everybody had agreed they were not going to use parking for the park anymore. So they wanted, the appellant wanted it part of the official document because the city said, well, we'll put it part of the, not the business title, but something that the appellant felt like it was not going to ever be continued. So, that's what I was going to say. So the appellant was asking for, because Mr. Butterfield is now in business with some other people, a corporation type, it sounded like they felt like they had big money. So they were asking for them to also beautify and fix some storage drainage. So Warren went through point by point that most of their argument was incorrect. Those things were addressed way back in 2004 and so on and so on. So by the time the discussion was over, they agreed to put the, in good faith, that the parking would now, will never be, no one will park there, basically. So it's not necessarily part of any official document. I can't remember the name of the document. So okay. Basically, before the end of the night, it was resolved. They said they will concede. So the council picked decision two, which was they denied the appeal with the two concessions.
Okay. So did you see that some of the, again, this is from what I'm getting, is that some of the issues, including, were the airport flight zone compatibility?
I think they're, it's kind of one. I love appeals. You know that. I'm the queen of appeals, interlocutory, administrative reviews. I think what they did was they were mainly concerned about the parking, but they threw in everything in the kitchen sink. They were correct on one aspect, that the city has a really bad habit of saying something happened in 2004. It's not documented, but we know it was approved. And I find that to be consistent with documents I request. You can't really make heads or tails of how the city sometimes agreed, because they do everything primarily by resolution.
Do you think? Do you get the sense that this may have been a little nitpicking?
Absolutely. I got up and I said, I was really excited. I stayed late. I left my dogs freezing, and I was really bummed. It was kind of a petty appeal is what I said, I think, when I got up at public comment. Because I was at the Planning Commission meeting, I think that they had a good basis, but they also did it understanding that they're in connection with the Resnicks, I was told recently. So I guess the Resnicks, through these people, don't want anybody to have that area or have say or control. I don't know the validity to that statement. That sounds a little bit more true, because if they were there at the Planning Commission, I don't know why they took so much time, and I said that last night, to even bring this to an appeal. But they were told that was the only way they can do it. So I felt like it wasted a lot of time, and it set back the ravine at least 30 days to start their work. So it was basically a parking war. They don't want anybody parking in that area, period, is what I gathered and gleaned from the entire discussion.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. All right. Well, we got another call, Linda. Got to go.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. The bottom line here is you got your first clue when you looked at the name of the party involved in objecting to a modification at the water park. Home and Ranch Properties. What's that tell you?
That's that's Tom Erskine, isn't it?
I believe it is. It is a developer's name, and they don't want one of our improvements, as far as I'm concerned, a place for families and children to go in the summertime and not have to drive 150 miles to do so. So take a look at who is objecting to a modification to a business, and they don't want people parking for the business. Well, it's none of their business what they do at the ranch, at the water park.
Mm-hmm.
It's our business,
yeah.
But it isn't a real estate developer and agency business for a modification to a private business.
Right.
And that's where you should draw the line.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right, Chris, did you see the text?
No, I did not. Let me have a look over here.
All right, it's all on you.
All on me, okay.
All on you.
1 second, the page here is loading. You know,
pop it up and see.
These things take forever.
There's a disagreement here we have in the last couple of minutes left on the show here from a text.
All right. You want me to read it out loud?
Sure, go ahead.
It says, I disagree with Chris. With great inflation as bad as it is, your grade does not reflect your comprehension. Standardized tests test to a minimum standard. When you have a grade duration rate of 92%, but only 17% are proficient in math and 42% are proficient in English based on state standards, there's a huge problem. I mean, I don't disagree with that.
But what you're indicating regarding test scores is that they need to come up with a better way.
Right. Well, my implication is that I don't think tests are any good at actually reflecting on somebody's understanding of something. And, you know, based on this text, I don't disagree with what they're saying. When you have a high graduation rate but a low proficiency rate, to me, there's something wrong with tests in that case, because whether or not you graduate is based off your test scores and grades. I mean, grades first, which come mostly from test scores. So if test scores are high, aka graduation rate is high, but proficiency is low, there's something wrong with the tests.
Right. So if you think about it, this person's agreeing with you.
In a way.
Yeah. Schools like to brag about their graduation rate. It looks good. Hi, you got 40 seconds.
Okay, the appellant was attacking the original CPU with conditional use permit, and it was not proper. They were just doing a little inbound change to add a little pool. A different tool, and I agree with that. The appeal was totally frivolous in that it brought in all the things that were not relevant to the application. That's my take on it.
All right, there you go. That's the take. Let's see here. In this day in 1994, Kurt Cobain, he was found dead in his home by an electrician, and he left the house. Well, here you go.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services announced that the 2026 burn season is closed. Residents are strongly encouraged to utilize alternative forms of disposal, such as the Waste Alternatives Green Waste Recycling Center or Chicago Grade Landfill. After more than 20 years serving on the Pasturable City Council, Mayor John Hammond announced at the end of last night's meeting that he will not seek re-election. Hammond was appointed to serve as mayor, and his term will end in 2026. It is up for election this November. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, Karen, this afternoon, Gay Fousdell is talking about her running for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder and some election fraud charges as well. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local as you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.